Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Denise O'Brien, and we're going to talk about a really great event coming up. So good morning to you, Denise.
Good morning, LaVon.
And, you know, it's great. The weather's been wonderful. Let's hope it kind of continues that way, because here's a great opportunity coming up this weekend.
Yes, we have the third annual local food and farm celebration, and this is the opportunity for people from the surrounding area, both from farms and the town, to come and see what kind of agriculture exists around Atlantic. And in this particular year, all of us are north and west of Atlantic.
And, you know, this is the third year, as you said. You started out a little small, but it just keeps growing and growing. It's just amazing, all of the things that you're including, and we'll talk about those specifically here in a minute. But what is the purpose? Why are you doing a local food and farm celebration?
Well, there's fewer and fewer farmers. The farms are getting bigger and bigger, and there's fewer people who have the opportunity to go onto a farm and see what's going on. Whether it's a beef farm or a vegetable farm or a pig farm. And so we're presenting this opportunity for people to get out and about the Atlantic area in the rural area to see and experience where their food comes from, mm-hmm. and to understand the economic value of what local food production, how it adds to the economic value of our area.
You're right, I think, about you're saying many people have no ability to go to a farm. You know, it used to be everybody visited their grandpa and grandma on a farm. Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't happen anymore, and especially a lot of young people, but adults too, go, I don't know anything about those. And of course, things change, so we need to kind of keep up with those. Let's talk about the specific farmers, because you've, I think, selected those to really represent various parts of the agriculture picture.
Sure. The way that we've arranged it, and these are, so this is August 3rd and 4th, this Saturday and Sunday, and it's, 4th and 5th, I'm sorry. It's August 4th and 5th.
This weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
And, yes, and so we have, and not all of the farms are going to be both days, so it's imperative that people look at the website or look at the brochure that we're handing out at Produce in the Park and see when the farms are participating. Our farm is participating only on Sunday, but other farms are participating both days. So just as a flag for that. And so we have Alan and Linda Robinson, and they have beef production. And Alan's, last year they had a hayride around the farm, and they had a really good, you get a good sense of what a beef farmer does. And then Harrisdale Homestead has fruit and vegetable production, and then they use permaculture practices, which is a way that the soil stays in the ground and it isn't tilled up all the time, and you integrate fruit and vegetables and trees and animals.
Permaculture is not a word that most of us have in our vocabulary, and I know just the last couple of years, I guess since my connection with Harrisdale Farmstead, have learned more about it, and it is fascinating what you can accomplish with permaculture. So that's a great plus, along with the fruits and vegetables. So next on the list is
Rolling Acres Farm, this very farm that Larry Harris and I have farmed for 42 years. And we have a community-supported agriculture business. And so we have people pay memberships to our farm. And then from May to October, people get a box of weekly vegetables. We call them shares. And we are organically certified vegetable production. And we have a greenhouse and a high tunnel. So those are all kind of unusual for Iowa. And it makes us... that gives us the ability to produce food from April, March, actually, with spinach through November. So it gives us a couple extra months.
Yeah, I know that in the past you go, how's the spinach coming? And the snow is still on the ground, but you have it in the high tunnel. So it's a very interesting process. If you haven't seen a high tunnel, especially you want to visit Rolling Acres Farm.
And then we have Pace Poultry and Produce. And the Paces are Katie and Keegan Pace and their children. And they raise chickens for egg production and meat production. And then they raise vegetables. They also are a vendor at the Produce in the Park. So you can visit with them there and talk about their farm and then come out and see it.
I might just mention, they are a new yes. vendor, and in addition to all her great produce she's bringing, she usually has some baked goods. Last week she had rhubarb strawberry crisp, and I'm going, oh, people are crazy about that. So you never know, but lots of talents there.
And then we have Kevin Peterson, who is up by Elkhorn. So this is like North Cass County and Southern Shelby County. And Kevin is transitioning to organic row crops. So there's a process to do that. And it's a learning process for everyone who's involved in that. So it'd be a really good place to see how we can do corn and soybeans in an organic production.
Yeah, you don't just say, okay, I'm going to go organic. It takes several years, as yes. I recall, maybe 3 years to get there.
For the transition, that's how long it is. And then, and it's a different way of farming. It incorporates some of the farming practices of the past, but then also incorporates new technology. And it's not just someone quitting chemicals. It's a very highly managed farming production, so that everything, the crops are rotated, the microbes in the soil are taken care of, and the soil's taken care of. And then we have one everybody's favorite in this area, the Danish Countryside Wines and Vines. So we will see grape production and wine fermentation there. I'm not sure we'll observe the wine fermentation, but we'll certainly learn about it.
I'm thinking there might be a few little samples.
Yeah, I bet you there should be, yeah. And then Brunco Farm, and they have pastured beef and pork production. And Emily and Nathan Paulson have just, they've been on this farm for less than a year, but they've been thinking and doing this for 2 to 3 years. They've been married 3 years, so... and there, so you'll see a brand new beginning farmer trying to working to establish a pastured beef and pork production.
Now, those are the farms that you can visit, and we'll talk about how you know where those are in a minute. But you've also added some exhibits along the way. I'm assuming those will be at these various farms.
Yes. Desiree Farms is a farm that Cindy Workman from the Walnut area has goat milk products and goats. And she'll bring a couple baby goats. She did that last year, and people really loved that. And then her products are also at Produce in the Park on Thursday nights. And she's always got people at her table buying her soaps. I include myself included. So, and then the Natural Resource Conservation Service, NRCS, will have a display about soil health. And everything in farming now is about a healthy soil, to reduce inputs, to reduce and to make the soil healthy so that we can have good crops from Iowa. And that's not too hard to do, because we have the advantage of having beautiful soil in Iowa, but we need to keep it pristine and working so that we have good corn and soybean crops and vegetable crops. And then the Smith Generation Farms will have a display about cover crops. So if you see in the winter, as you're driving along in the fall, spring, and winter, there are some fields that are green. And it's an old technique coming into use again, so that we don't have bare soil during the winter. And so this rye, mostly rye, winter rye is planted, but there's a lot of other crops as well. And it keeps the soil intact during the winter.
I remember a few years ago driving along some flatland, actually up by Carroll, when those winter winds, and you could hardly see because of the dust that was blowing up. So cover crops, as you said, keeps the soil where it belongs instead of blowing like snowdrifts. Okay, have one more?
Yes, and then we have the Wallace Foundation having a display of what the purpose of the Wallace Foundation is and what's going on there.
Okay, so now you've given us quite a long list there. How can we get this information?
We will, we have a website that is, I can spell it out? I better. Is that what I should do?
What if we just put in local food and farm celebration Atlantic?
Oh, I think that would come right up. Yeah, everybody Googles everything now. Yeah. So you would be able to find that. And it has a little video collage on there that's really cute and gives an idea of what the farms look like and what the tour would look like in a minute form. It's captured in that. So, and the farms, as I said before, are located between Atlantic and Elkhorn. Most of us are along Highway 173 and Littlefield Drive, and the map is also in the brochure that can be picked up at Produce in the Park this next Thursday night.
Okay, thank you very much, Denise O'Brien, and all of the folks have put this together for the local food and farm celebration coming up this weekend, 1 to 5. Be sure to check the locations and the times at the various farms. And until next time, remember to know your food, get to know your farmer.